A different kind of justice now. Every year, millions of people pick up and move because of natural disasters and the impacts of climate change. Droughts that kill crops in Somalia, rising waters that erode riverbank homes in Bangladesh, increasingly powerful storms everywhere. But for these climate migrants, there are no specific legal protections. But as the world's Carolyn Beeler reports, a new international agreement adopted this week might pave the way for some protections.
Ione Tesiota moved to New Zealand from Kiribati more than a decade ago. After his visa ran out, he spent 4 years fighting to stay in New Zealand. He's been called the world's first climate refugee. Tesiota told the BBC he was afraid rising seas would eventually swallow up his family and his island. But in 2015, Tesiota lost his fight to stay in his adopted country.
A father of a family who failed to obtain refugee status based on climate change has today been deported from New Zealand.
The Prime Minister at the time, John Key, told reporters Tesiota had simply overstayed his visa.
He's not a refugee, he's an overstayer. And I don't think in terms of claiming that he's a refugee based on climate change, that's a credible argument.
By definition, the Prime Minister was right. The term climate refugee gets used a lot, but legally, there's no such thing. The UN's 1951 Refugee Convention only protects people fleeing from persecution. When it was signed shortly after World War II, climate change wasn't on anyone's radar. And today, experts say it's too late to rewrite that convention.
We don't think that the climate migrants should be made into climate refugees and be part of the refugee convention.
Norwegian refugee law expert Nina Biklum says reopening the UN Refugee Convention today might actually make things worse for the people it's designed to protect.
We know there's a lot of suspicion, a lot of negativity around people on the move. So if you try to negotiate that again, we think this will be kind of a dead end.
That means today
there is no formal legal protection for these affected people.
That's Ambassador Anwarul Chowdhury. He used to be an undersecretary at the UN who represented the world's most vulnerable nations. He says legal protections for climate migrants are lacking, even as their numbers are expected to swell.
By 2050, there will be 200 million climate change affected displaced people. Things have changed since 1951 when the Refugees Convention was adopted, which needs to be taken into account.
This week, that is being taken into account in a big way for the very first time.
Excellencies, colleagues, friends, all protocol observed.
That's Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He's opening a meeting in Morocco where 164 countries formally adopted the UN Global Compact on Migration yesterday.
Thank everyone for your commitment to agreeing a common approach to international migration in all its dimensions.
The Migration Compact is the first agreement setting out a global framework for safe migration. It's also another first.
This is the first time that a major document of migration policy addresses climate change. So the simple fact that there is a section on climate change is in itself quite a novelty.
University of Liège political scientist François Germain says the document identifies moving as a key way people will deal with climate change. And it suggests countries should prepare for incoming climate migrants.
And it also reinstates the need to tackle the causes of climate change and to support adaptation in developing countries so that people are not forced to migrate in relation to climate change.
But the document has limitations. For starters, it's voluntary and non-binding. And the U.S., Australia, and several European countries opted not to sign it. So it remains to be seen if or how the 34-page framework will translate into actual policy, like more humanitarian visas for those displaced by drought or rising sea levels.
It is difficult to say. It will all depend on what the governments will do.
Still, Germain and many others say the compact is an important first step.
And I'd like to say that in the current context, when migration is an increasingly divisive issue, I think that it is quite remarkable that countries can agree on a common basis of cooperation on migration.
But climate migration experts say the real key to tackling this crisis is limiting global warming in the first place. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.